Ghosts are everywhere.
All right.
Hello.
This is Content Baby. Hello.
Content Baby. Hello. Content.
Hello. Hello. Guess what?
What?
We're back.
We're back, baby!
What? We've been gone.
You thought you could get rid of us? Mm-mm. Yeah, we've been gone.
Went on an accidental hiatus.
Yeah.
We never plan these things. It just happens.
Yep. It just, life happens to us, and then we suddenly can't, and then we come back.
Life happens, and we knew it was going to happen, and yet we still did not say, maybe we should just not record for a while.
Yeah, we don't really have that foresight. We always just think, we can make it happen.
We can do it, and then we just didn't. Yep. But we're back. Yeah. Carly, why did we disappear for a bit?
We disappeared for a bit for a really special reason, but maybe we should tell them what this is, because they might have forgotten since it's been a really long time.
Oh, yeah, that's possible. Well, this is This American Life.
This is our new special intro.
We just switched it up. Ghosts Are Everywhere.
Yeah, baby. We're back. I'm Carly, and that's Cecilia. And, yeah, like you said, we're Ghosts Are Everywhere. We're back! And the reason we were so away for a quite long time big time, mostly my fault. It's because I had a fringe show.
Carly had to make different content, guys.
That's right.
Carly had the alternate content to make live in person.
Live in person theater. Solo show. It was a show called Meatless Loaf, starring yours truly, written by and for me, and then to an audience. And it was at the Hamilton Fringe this past, July, last week, end of July.
Two weeks ago?
Yeah. And then now we're back. It was a long time we were gone because... It's a lot to do a solo show. People don't tell you.
Yes.
People don't tell you that doing something that's only reliant on you performing is a lot.
If you're also writing.
Yes. Yeah. And if it's a new work and it's like being developed as it's going and you're cutting like a good half of the show. If it's a 60-minute slot and you're it's running at an hour 20 and you're cutting like 40 minutes of show like less than a week before opening. Yeah. You know, it's a lot. So we just didn't for a little bit.
We just took
a seat and didn't.
We took a little step back. We also I went on vacation and then Carly went on vacation. So we were doing it. We were out there
doing things. Oh, yeah. I have so much to talk about from where I went on vacation in between rehearsals before the show opened. But, yeah, I just want to take a quick second to thank all of our past guests and future guests and pals of the pod who came to come out to support the show. That was really cool. You saw it with Val of the pod. Val.
Yes, I saw it with our Val and our Patrick.
That's right. And Patrick, got past guest and pal of the pod, Patrick directed the show because it was our theater company, Afterlife Theater, and it was really cool and really fun, and hopefully it comes back in some shape or form or something, and we do a better way of promoting it, and maybe some of our podcast pals can come and see it. Who knows?
Did you get a video of it or something?
No, we didn't end up getting a video. We got photos of it, which is great. Yeah. But it was just so much to organize. I just didn't do a good job of making sure that
there was too much other shit going on.
So much happening.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we have an audio recording of it, which is really weird.
Oh, that's good, though.
Yeah, but we set up the audio, and we were like, maybe we'll have a video of it, too. Like, someone will just film it on, an iPhone, and then we just didn't.
Because
I used my phone in the show as a prop.
Yeah, so
it's not like I could just say let's set up my phone at the back of this back of the house. It was part of the show. Anyways, that's a little bit about Meatless Loaf. It's just me being silly, cooking, baking, being a goofy gal.
Looking to food. And it was really good. I'm not just saying that because I'm the co-host.
Yeah, that's true. If it wasn't, you would have said something else like, you did it. It's done now.
I would have said like, yay, it's over.
Yay, I'm so glad it's over for you.
Yay, you did it and you're not doing it anymore. I'm so glad.
Yay, that was a time in your life. Yeah. I think it was pretty good. It was pretty well received. We're pretty grateful. Mm,
yeah, you got some good reviews.
Yeah, it was a wild ride. Still, like, trying to decompress and figure out next steps and things. Yeah. But, yeah, excited to move on to new and old and continue old projects like this little cool guy we're doing today. And, jumping into next things. You've had a busy summer.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, well, what have I been doing? I went on a vacation, too, in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mostly I've just been working and going to the beach. And
you've been a busy bee, though.
I've been a busy bee going all over the place.
Biz, biz, biz.
Yeah. I didn't do any solo fringe shows. I mostly just have gone to the beach, gone to work, I've been playing softball.
See? I told you you've been busy.
I am a jock now, and our team has won one game.
Great, which is one more than I expected. Not to be that girl, but
we were so excited about it too. It was funny.
That's so great.
I played on Sunday. I played on Sunday, and it was 30. It was like 35 degrees outside.
So hot. So terribly hot.
I was just standing in the outfield, like not doing anything, just being like, I can't. It's too hot. I'm so sweaty. I'm so like, I have a sunburn.
Of course.
So that's what I've been up to. Nice. Carly is a creator, and I am a jock, so.
That's our things that we're doing now for the summer.
Yeah.
I went away to a really cool place. Mm-hmm. I went to Boston to go to a baby shower for my cousin, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. But while we were in Boston, Boston's cool also.
Cool.
It's got so much oldness. Mm-hmm. Cobblestone, everything. I almost sprained my friggin' ankle.
Yeah, because you've never been there, right?
Never. I've never been to Boston. I've always wanted to go.
Yeah.
And it was really cool and fun. And we saw lots of stuff. We saw the Oyster House that I did a couple weeks back on the
pod.
Did
you go there?
And no, we just walked by
Yeah.
We literally only were in Boston proper for a day.
Oh, okay.
Because we went for, like, in a total 4 days. So it was 2 travel days and 2 days there.
Oh,
basically.
Okay.
And one of the days was a shower. Mm. And actually, no, we went for 5 days. 2 travel days and 3 days. One day we went to Boston proper. One day we went to a shower, which was just outside of Boston. Mm-hmm. And then the other day, we went to Salem.
Ooh.
Wait. Which was
backtrack.
Really fun.
What else did you do in Boston? Did you just like walk around? Did you go?
Yeah, we walked around. We went to the Cheers bar, which was fun.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Everyone knew my name. It felt really good.
Yes, of course.
I saw Paul Revere's house, which is spooky and cool. We went to one of the haunted cemeteries. Not the most haunted one, but the other one. We saw the church with the lantern, one of by land, two of by sea, Paul Revere lantern.
Okay, yeah.
We went to like one of the famous Italian bakeries because we went through Little Italy. That was cool and fun.
Nice.
What else did we do? Oh, we saw Fenway Pack.
That
was cool.
All right.
Yeah, my dad was really pumped about it.
To get around a bunch in your day.
Yeah, we puttered around. Mm-hmm. We like didn't spend too much time at any one thing. But we got it done.
Mm-hmm.
We got it done. We saw the big Paul Revere, too. I was like, I don't really care about Paul Revere.
No, you did a lot of Paul Revere stuff.
I know. Well, because it was all in the same area.
Yeah.
Like, it was just all in the same area.
Yeah, just, like, all in the, like, down.
Yeah.
Like,
well, because I said, let's go see the church. And then, also, Paul Revere's house is, like, sickening. It's
right
the oldest
there.
House in Boston, right?
Yeah.
So, oldest still standing. Yeah. So, I was like, let's do that. Yeah. It was really cool. My dad liked it, but kept being like, he was the one who was driving. So he was like, I hate it. It's all cow paths. Driving in Boston is awful. Why can't it be a grit? Like, so much that I was like, oh my God, this man needs to calm down. We did also go shopping because the kind of family we are. We went to the mall. They had a Primark at the mall. It was a whole thing. Mm-hmm. It was very cool. Primark is from England.
Okay.
They have them in the States now. It was cool.
I was in Boston. It was like a few years ago. It was probably like it was a while ago. But it was before we had Uniqlo in Canada. Oh, so that was our like exciting thing. We're cool. Like, ooh, what's this?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Primark, everything was super cheap. I got like a $3 Boston t-shirt at Primark. Okay. I was like, I'm not going to buy a tourist one. I'll buy this tourist one instead. Yeah, that I don't care to wear. And like, I bought like bike shorts that I'm wearing right now that are like purple and they were like $5 and I should have bought like 7 pairs.
Primark.
Primark, coming in clutch. It was really fun, but my favorite part of the trip was Salem. It was really fun and cool. We'll get into that another episode because we have some exciting stuff cooking that happened there. But I went. It was so fun. I put a Ghost River sticker.
Beautiful.
It was the only one that we had. It was inside of my dad's wallet, already stuck to his wallet. And I made him rip it out.
Oh, my God.
So I could stick it somewhere in Salem because I, like an idiot, forgot all of them at home.
Yes, so did I on my vacation. And my dad kept being like, you should have brought stickers. Where are your stickers? You could be putting these up everywhere. It's like, I forgot. I never remember to bring them anywhere.
Oh, yeah. And shout out to your fam. Your parents came to see my show. And that was the sweetest, cutest thing in the world. Yeah. That was so nice of them. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. So your dad said do it and you didn't and couldn't. And I said, Dad, give me your sticker. I'll give you a new one.
Yeah.
Reminder to give Cam a sticker. Yeah. That's my
dad also
reminder.
Just like, my dad has a bunch of stickers. Like I left a stack of them at my parents' house and my dad would like give them to people. Like, a guy that I went to elementary school with is doing the plumbing for my parents' new bathroom.
So random, but also makes a lot of sense for your parents specifically.
Yeah, so they, he was talking to my parents about, I don't know, he was like, somehow, like, spooky stuff came up, so my dad was like, oh, so, do you know, like, Cecilia has a podcast? And he, like, gave him a sticker. He was like, I have stickers.
That's so great.
I'm like, okay.
That's so great. And you're like, all right. It's so funny. I love it so much. I was talking it up during the Fringe to anyone who wanted to talk to me. It just our tech at one of our venues was like, "Oh, is it is that like a real thing? Like, do you actually have a podcast?" I was like, "Yeah, I do. It's not a lie. Like, it's this podcast, and you can listen to it wherever you know." Yeah. It was so funny. And there was a spooky kind of show in the festival called Samhka, and it was the new play contest winner for the Fringe, which I was on the jury for, and helped pick it. But they were so cute, and I met them all, and it was so, so nice, and they were great. Their show was great. Mm-hmm. But their show was so spooky, and I was like, I love it. Like, I'm a spooky girl. Like, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, I also brought up the podcast to them, and it was just
so funny.
And because it's like, we've been saying it, but ghosts are everywhere.
They are.
And they were all over Salem, and now we have a sticker there that probably has fallen off by now because the adhesive was not very good. But I have a picture of
it. It was
stuck to my dad's wallet for like over a year. Yeah, so we can send that to the Instagram. We'll put it on the Instagram. Yeah. It's very cute.
My stickers. I should just keep them in my wallet. That would be smart.
Also, Cecilia, something I never didn't tell you about Salem.
Never didn't tell me.
I never didn't tell you. I found a little something while I was in Salem.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And you'll see it in the picture.
Oh,
and I may or may not have bought two of them. Currently, I'm holding up in our FaceTime screen. I was hoping we could record this one in person. But I'm holding up.
Like, take a photo. And then, this is your... Okay, Carly's... Okay, she got a tricorn hat.
I got
two tricorn hats. Sorry.
Two tricorn hats. Exactly.
But... The thing is that your like your little thing on my iMessage is you is a like a little boy.
Yeah,
it's not you. It
no
is a little boy.
And the other thing is you on my iMessage is this man in a tricorn hat.
Yeah,
because famously on the podcast we have made it clear of our special love of tricorn hats.
Yes.
Well, Cecilia, when I saw these for sale in Salem in a bucket. I ran to them. I picked them up, made sure it fit our big fat head.
Amazing.
Because we have the same sized head.
Yes.
And it fits fine enough. I think they're built for children.
It fits our head.
It fits enough. It fits, it'll stay.
It fits enough, yeah. They don't have to fit that well.
Correct. It's a tricorn hat. Yeah. We know how they fit. Mm-hmm. So I bought two. And the kindly gentleman at the counter of, I think it was actually, I bought it at like one, the National Park store for Salem. Cute. And he kindly let me know that there's a shortage on tricorn hats right now.
What?
So it's a good thing that I was able
it's
to
a good
get
thing
there.
You got them before,
and
before they're
I
out.
Said, holy moly. And so I was relaying this to my family, my cousin Alicia and her best friend Bianca specifically, because it was them and my sister and I who went on the ghost tour, which we'll get into another day.
Yeah.
But Bianca was like, do we need to go back? Do we need to go back and buy them? Do we need to go back and buy the rest and then we can sell them on the internet? And I was like, maybe. God. We didn't. We could have started a whole business.
We could have been selling tricorn hats.
I know. It could have been our new thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a shortage, but we have two. So I've got it for you. It's here at my house.
That's enough. We don't have to profit off of the tricorn hats.
Right? That's what I thought. Exactly. I was like, well, we could be, you know, huge capitalists, or instead, we could let everyone enjoy the joy that comes from a tricorn hat.
Yes. Everyone needs a tricorn hat in their life.
We firmly believe.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a tricorn
hat.
It's
what we always say.
It's our motto. Everyone needs a tricorn hat.
Indeed.
Yes, indeed. Indeedly do. Yeah.
Indeedly do.
So that was my my trip was very eventful. And so it's straight from Salem, our tricorn hats. So and you'll be able to see me wearing it in Salem in the photo.
Oh my God, yes.
In front of the church, if you've seen Hocus Pocus, in front of the like church that they come stumbling out of.
Okay, cute.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Cute. Anyways, it's very silly. I look deranged, but that's only because I'm very excited.
And you're wearing a tricorn hat.
And I'm wearing a tricorn hat. And we'll post it to the Instagram.
Yes.
So you get to see it.
I love that. I was putting off talking about my trip because I wanted you to talk about yours first.
Fair.
Story is one of the places that I went.
Right. Love that.
So on our episode.
By the way, real quick, Cecilia's telling a story today. Yes. I'm taking a back seat. I'm letting her take us for a ride.
On our last episode, I guess, our last episode was right before I went on my vacation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was right before.
Right before. Mm-hmm. So I went to Chicago, Milwaukee, and fucking north middle of nowhere, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
To a family friend's cottage. So like I talked about on the last episode, I stayed in a very haunted hotel in
Yes,
Chicago.
You did. Yes, you did.
I stayed at the Congress Plaza Hotel. It was very fun. While I was there, I posted a story on the Instagram. Me and my dad went on a little ghost tour.
It was
of our
great.
Own. The hotel doesn't actually have ghost tours. It was just me and my dad wandering around the hotel.
Perfect.
In the middle of the night, after a couple of teas that were a little bit twisted. We walked around. We didn't see any ghosts. We mostly just, I texted Carly about it. I said that I found out where my love and the fact that I just open random doors that I shouldn't go into.
She does it all the time, especially when, like, we're doing things like ghost hunt, like, watching and looking and,
So I figured out where I'd get that from, because my dad was doing it.
You come by it honestly.
Because
Sean's a door opener.
So we were on the top floor, and it is really, like, weird. Like, I talked about that episode, the top floor is kind of strange. Because it is, like, the doors don't match, and, like, the walls are kind of, like, crooked in places. And there are just these, I think they're for just, like, the housekeepers and stuff, there's, like, doors. So there's one, I have a picture, there was one that we opened a door and there's just nothing in there. Like, it was completely empty. It was just this creepy, empty, just, like, space. Like, it should have been a storage room, but there's nothing in it. And a lot of the doors, because it's, like, a 100 and whatever
super old
hotel.
Ass yeah
the doors hotel. Have clearly just like never been replaced or haven't been replaced in like forever.
Whoa.
So some of them look like people have like tried to like break into them or like
oh my God.
I don't know, there's like chips in them and they're all fucked up. I don't know, like from maybe like housekeepers who lost
their key or
people probably like run into them or like I don't know, because a lot of them aren't locked.
Right.
So a lot of them you can just kind of walk into.
Wild.
There's like little tiny doors that you open, and it's like the ductwork or whatever, like tubes, and I don't know how.
And of course you know that because you both were like weep opening doors.
We
everywhere.
Open these little doors, and you can like look down. They're creepy.
That's so good.
Yeah, so we did a little ghost tour. We went into a lot of we didn't go into all of them, but the like the halls. There's so many.
Oh yeah.
Like event spaces. So we went into, people were having a like art show in one of them. The one that I
said. Oh, that's cool.
One of the Roosevelts is supposed to haunt. Right. I can't remember which one.
Yeah.
But that one's really cool. It has like paintings and stuff on all the walls. Cool. It was a really neat big room, and we didn't go into like the grand like fancy one because there was a wedding happening.
Mm. But you didn't want to crash the wedding?
We didn't crash the wedding. I think we were in pajamas. I think we just like peeked in. That's like great. Hello.
Like, oh, look at that.
We clearly are not dressed for this. You're all so fancy and rich.
Hello. We don't belong. Hi.
We don't belong. So yeah, that was my haunted experience in Chicago.
Love it.
I didn't see any ghosts, but right. It was really cool.
Was the elevator weird?
The elevator was kind of weird. Oh my god, okay, a couple weird things.
Yeah.
So the elevator did end up stopping on a random floor at one point. I think like the first time me and Luke were in the elevator, we were like right. with some people and it stopped on a random floor and I was like, ghosts. I said ghosts, and then one of the other ladies in the elevator with me was like, yeah, my room's pretty creepy. I think the bathroom is, like, haunted. I was like, okay, cool. Oh. And then the other thing is I was walking with my brother and my dad. I think we'd, like, were at the car, and we were going back to the hotel, so we were, like, right out front. And mm-hmm. this, like, middle-aged, like, or old man behind us was, me and my dad both thought he said, ghosts are everywhere. So we just, like, turned around and we're like, what?
I'm sorry.
So we think he actually said ghost hotel because he was like, we were right in front of it. But me and my dad are both like,
ghosts are everywhere?
What? Does he recognize me?
Yeah, does he like, recognize my voice?
Does he know? He knows me? How does he know me?
Does he know Does he listen? Is he listening? Hello, man from Chicago, if you were listening.
Yeah,
hi.
If you were a listener and if you did actually say ghosts are everywhere. Weird. Okay.
Yeah, Cecilia, sorry for not saying, stopping and saying hi to you. She's sorry for being confused.
I'm sorry for being confused, but it was weird and you should have said something. I think you said ghost.
You could have said more words than just ghosts are everywhere.
Ghost hotel. But me and my dad were both like, what? What?
Yeah.
Just like, on alert.
Ghost hotel. Also, what a weird thing to say to a stranger.
I think he said it, like, he was, like, with a lady. I think he said it to her.
Oh.
But we
still.
Both, yeah.
Weird.
Weird thing to say as you walk by.
Weird thing to say just with no other context.
So definitely people know it's haunted. Other people staying there seemed to have some, like, weird vibes or experiences. Right.
It wasn't just coming from you and from what you know. You just, saw people there doing that.
Yeah. It seemed, wild. It seemed like people were like, maybe it's a little haunted. It's really cool. It's a really cool old building, and it was really cool to explore, though.
Nice.
And then we went to Milwaukee, and I stayed in a regular old, like, Holiday Inn or something, so that wasn't very haunted. But we went to, first of all, we went to the Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum.
That's really cool.
Which, if you're ever in Milwaukee, definitely go there. It's just full of bobbleheads, so it's exactly what it sounds like, and it's great.
I hope it is. Yeah, that sounds magical.
So we went there. It was like a Monday, so a lot of stuff was closed, but we went we went to a brewery as well. We mostly just, like, ate a bunch of cheese and drank beer, because that's what you do.
Well, when in
Wisconsin.
You gotta do as Wisconsin. Yeah. Wisconsin's.
So that's also what I did in Chicago, was just eat so much disgusting food. I needed to just, like, only eat salads when I came home.
To recuperate.
I just ate cheese and bread and beer, and then I it was so gross.
That's so funny.
Got some deep fried cheese curds in me.
Hey, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, baby.
Wisconsin. I almost said that's the national food, but.
It's the national food of Wisconsin.
It's the national food of Wisconsin. The nation of Wisconsin. The
nation of Wisconsin. I got some blue raspberry beer.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It was a sour. It tasted like candy. It was very strange. I drank the whole thing. I was very excited about it.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like something that, like, 7-year-old dreamt up. Like, 7-year-old me would dream that up.
Because it was like, a baseball-themed brewery. It was cute. Broken Bat Brewery, I think, if you're ever in Milwaukee. Cool.
If you're in Milwaukee. You mean you didn't go to Pabst?
No, I didn't go to Pabst. I'm kidding. I think it was closed.
That's fine. It was Monday, probably.
Monday, everything was closed. We were going to go to the Pabst Mansion, but we didn't time it well. So it was like, oh, let's go. And then it was like 3 o'clock, and I was like, oh, shit, it closes at 4. I guess we won't go there. So we mostly just walked around, and it was really hot. And then we went to... I was looking for things for us to do, and I found a ghost tour.
Hey.
So, it wasn't just your regular ghost tour where you, like, walk around the city and they point out haunted things, which I've done in, like, Chicago and Boston and Halifax and Niagara on the Lake. That's
what I did in Salem. Yeah. And, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nashville and, yeah.
So, this was specifically a ghost tour of... one bar.
Whoa. Yeah. A tour of a bar?
A tour of a bar, because this bar is really fucking haunted.
I was gonna say, it must be fucking haunted if you could tour a bar.
So that's what I'm gonna tell you guys about.
Yes.
Is Shaker's Cigar Bar in Milwaukee.
Love it.
So yeah, we went there, got there, they were like, get there 20 minutes early, I'm pretty sure, just so that they could make us buy a drink first. So
smart.
I got Luke and Dad got these like cocktails that had what's that stuff called? The green fairy or whatever.
Absinthe.
Yeah, it had
absinthe. The green fairy.
What's that? It has that. It was like champagne and absinthe. Or I guess
that's cute.
Prosecco. It was gross because I don't like absinthe or champagne.
Yeah.
But they got it. Tastes they like it.
It tastes like black licorice, doesn't it?
Gross.
Yuck. Yeah.
I don't like it. I like the idea of absinthe. I do not like absinthe.
Yeah, the idea sounds so magical.
It's so cool.
But the flavor sounds terrible.
It's bad.
Yeah.
So they got those, and I just got, like, they're very, like, this bar is very, like, they lean into it so much, like, more so than any other place that we've ever talked about, I think.
Love it.
In that they, like, they have a whole ghost tour. They, like, run other ghost tours out of this bar.
Whoa. It's your thing.
Little, like, neon ghosts in the window. Like, it was wild.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So
that's like if we ran a bar that we found out was haunted, and we'd be like, okay, like, switch.
Okay, all right, switch what we're do doing.
Be just ghosts.
Yeah. So it's this, like, big old house. It's in the Walker's Point neighborhood. So it's, like, it says it's, like, a trendy, historic neighborhood. It used to be the, like, warehouse and manufacturing district. It kind of feels like it. I don't know. Milwaukee's weird. It might have just been because we were, like, there on a Monday, but, like, it feels very deserted.
Oh, no. Like,
I'm sure it's, like, cool and fun at times because there are, like, really cool places. But it felt very, like, it felt like being in, like, downtown Ottawa.
Oh, like on a Monday.
Even on like a Saturday night.
Ooh, oh, well,
yikes.
But, that's a read for Ottawa, damn.
Oops. You know, in like certain areas where you're just like walking around and you're like, there's nothing around here.
Like, let's say like, oh, this is for our Ottawa friends, like Bank Street on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Like there's like two or three places.
Yeah.
But let's say the stretch from like Parliament up like 6 blocks. There's nothing.
Oh God, yeah.
Right?
Especially there's, that.
It's dark. Yeah. And then like walk a little bit further closer up where like Elgin gets popping and Bank gets a little popping. Yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, makes sense. There's lots of pockets of nothing going on.
It has that vibe. So even in this kind of area, there was this one bar, but kind of around it, there wasn't much.
Yeah.
There were other bars in the area. Apparently, there's other, like, nightclubs and breweries and galleries and stuff like that.
Right.
We didn't necessarily see them all because we just kind of, like, walked from downtown to, like, a brewery to there.
Yeah, makes sense.
It's in the same area that the Bat Bobblehead Museum is in.
Oh.
It's not far. Not far at all.
So you can go to both. If you want bobbleheads and ghosts,
you can walk between them. We just, like, walked all over Milwaukee. That's why it's cool. Milwaukee.
You put the walk in Milwaukee on your trip.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad that someone could do that for them.
We did. And it was so hot and sweaty, which I'm sure it is all the time. Milwaukee is just a hot city.
Hot to trot.
The hottest city. You know about Wisconsin. It's hot.
That's right. You know, Wisconsin, famously
hot weather. So
tropical, if you will.
This place, it's a cigar bar, which means you can smoke cigars inside.
That sounds badass.
It was pretty sweet. Like, it's the only one in Milwaukee, and you could just smoke your cigars. I don't like cigarettes, but I don't like smoking cigars, but I like the smell. Mm-hmm.
The smell smells really good.
It smells really good. It's kind of a shock when you first walk in, but then it's like, no, this is cool. Like, I like this.
You're like, it's a vibe, yeah.
Yeah. So it's cool. People are just, like, sitting around smoking their fucking cigars. They sell cigars. You smoke them in there.
It's a whole thing,
They also have, like, food. They have drinks, obviously. It's also a regular bar.
Mm-hmm.
They have cocktails, beer, wine, food, plenty of spirits.
I bet in different ways. What?
Yeah.
On the shelf and throughout the building.
Mm-hmm. like I said, they, like, really lean into the whole haunted thing. They have ghost tours every day of the week. That's why we were able to do a ghost tour on a Monday.
Right.
Yeah. Just a weekend thing. They do them multiple ones every day. I, like, signed up for it and was like, I think we're going to be the only people on this tour. Like, it's like a 8 o'clock on a Monday kind of thing. And there were like 15 people on the tour. Like,
it's popular.
They do well. Yeah.
They have the demand.
That's popular.
Everything.
So they have all these ghost tours, and it has this super haunted history because the building was once a speakeasy and a brothel operated by Al Capone.
Oh, and there it is. There's the big money, big money, big money.
It was wild.
Always, like, fucking Al Capone.
Being, especially, like, Chicago, Milwaukee, anywhere in, like, Wisconsin.
Midwest, baby. It's
all Al Capone. So, yeah, like, the hotel that I stayed in, they had, like, an Al Capone connection.
Right, yeah.
This place was Al Capone. A couple other places were like, oh, yeah, like, Al Capone was here. even the fucking, like, the cottage that I went to, they were like, oh, did you know that, like, on this other, like, close to us, Al Capone had his big, like, compound? I was like, well, of course he did.
It's sure. Fucking the Midwest.
Yeah, of course he did. They're like, oh, yeah, it exists now, but it used to be Al Capone. And they're like, all right, cool.
Back in the day, Al Capone, yeah.
I'm like, okay. was he ever in this cottage? Was he ever here?
Yeah, did he come to visit?
Did he ever come to visit? Was he ever around?
Did he eat some gabagool? What did he do?
Yeah, did he come by? I don't know. What is he up to? So this hotel, it's not a hotel, this bar, it was originally built in 1894 as a cooperage house for Schlitz Brewery.
Okay.
Which is where they made the barrels to, like, brew and transport the beer in.
Makes sense.
It wasn't that for very long. In 1905, it was sold and used as, like, a distribution center, probably still for beer. I don't know. That's the whole industry in Milwaukee.
It's all beer, baby.
It's all beer. So is that for 15 years before being purchased by our good old friend, Al.
Allie,
Al Cappy. So 1992 was Prohibition. So
yep, classic.
They gotta do some sketchy shit. And Al Capone made a ton of money on Prohibition.
Yeah,
as we know,
he's the guy.
So they ran the ABC Soda Company in the front. So they ran it as a front to their less like legitimate businesses that they were kind of hiding in the back and upstairs. It's also possible, since they had this like bottling company, that they were just like putting maybe not soda into these bottles to check them out.
Possibilities.
Yeah. So they ran a speakeasy in the back and a brothel upstairs. So it's a three-story, it kind of looks like a house, but it's three stories.
Yeah.
And then they used the basement as a meeting room and as like a secret hideout. Like there was like a trap door to the basement.
Ooh.
Like there is also a staircase, but they had their ways. They had like a back entrance.
Also, yeah, they always have the secret ways, the secret entrance.
So now, like, the front area is probably where this bottling company was. So it has, like, a bar, and it's where they sell, like, the cigars and have, like, the ghost tours.
Okay.
Like, booth set up. And then there is, like, it's a little bit of a, there's, like, a bit of a wall and, like, a doorway, and that's to the back area where the speakeasy used to be.
Okay.
Which is just, it's more bar. So none of it is, it's all, like, old, like, furniture and an old bar, but none of it's original.
I guess,
was taken out after, and then they, like, acquired it from, like, other places. So it all, like, looks really, like, cool and old, and, like, it could be, like, 1920s.
Right, but it's not original because they had to, like, reassemble it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they had to, like, bring it in from other places. But it looks really cool.
Love that.
Then, so they ran that for a while, and not sure exactly when they stopped, but there was like a period where it was kind of either nothing or I just don't know what it is.
Right.
And then in 1986, it was reopened as Shakers, which is what it is now. And then I went on a ghost tour.
Ooh, come on, ghost tour.
So, they really are into the fact that this is haunted. At night, it's, like, lit up purple, and there are, like, neon ghosts in the windows. They, like I said, they have ghost tours every day of the week, and the upstairs brothel rooms are rented out as, like, spooky Airbnb experiences. So you can stay there if you want.
Wow. Uh-huh. Whoa.
Okay, so on the tour, we started off, I guess we, like, started off outside and then looked at, like, the little trap door down to the basement. But mostly we started off the really spooky stuff in the basement. So, you know my parents' basement?
Oh, do I ever know your parents' basement?
So, it's got the same vibe. Less crowded, obviously. It's you can walk around a little bit more, but it is just like this old creepy basement. They, for the ghost tour, they like turn the lights off and have like just like little like spotlights.
Ew.
Or like creepy lights. They definitely like make it more creepy.
Right. They lean into it.
There are little like Halloween decorations around too, just like a little skeleton head or like things like that.
Dang.
So it's funny, it's cute, but it does have like that, yeah, spooky basement vibes. It has like old shit down there. Yeah, it's like my parents' basement if instead of just like being a storage area for just like their random shit, it's storage for like a bar.
Okay. Oh, it's giving me, I'm creeped right out. That's a perfect example to make me go, It's like not somewhere you want to spend any length of time.
No, like, not really.
It's fine. You'll be fine. You go there, you're fine. You get your things, you leave. You don't stay down there. It's not a place for you to vibe, really.
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Because Al Capone hung out a lot down there.
Because Al Capone is like, don't hang out down here.
He's like, this is my spot, actually.
He's like, actually, it's for me.
It's mine. The weird thing is he doesn't really seem to haunt the place.
What? It's all that's shocking.
Other ghosts. Or not him, like, specifically that they talked about.
Right. Well, but a lot of times people, like, lean into the big names of, like, Marilyn Monroe is here in every mirror on the third floor. You know what I mean?
They kind of do. They don't really say, like, Al Capone specifically. Like, they bring him up a lot, right. but they don't necessarily necessarily say, like, he haunted
it. It's his ghost.
The one thing that they do kind of lean into, which I think is weird, and they didn't actually, like, the person that did the ghost tour didn't say anything about it, and I also am like, it's probably bullshit. Because they're like, oh, Jeffrey Dahmer used to, like, hang out here in the 90s, and, like, maybe did he find a victim here? And I was like, that's bullshit. He didn't.
No, he's, no.
Just because he, just because he was in Milwaukee doesn't mean that he, like,
he was there.
I don't know. It's kind of shaky. They do run, like, a weird Dahmer tour, which I was like, I don't like that.
That's so weird.
No.
That's not it.
So that one, I'm not going to do.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, I don't care for it.
It's not important for us and our means and our ways.
So there's the cistern in the basement that they pointed out. So it used to be like a well that went all the way down. Now it's like covered over, so there's like maybe a few inches where it used to be to like the concrete.
Yeah.
So it's not completely covered over. They, like, have... there's still, like, a square that's there.
Yeah.
But they... it's supposed to be... I'm lost. I'm lost. So there is, like, water in it. There's, like, a bunch of... like, a layer of water. So I don't know... I think they just fill it.
Yeah, they've got to.
So... they were talking about how even though it's, like, a concrete covering and there's no way for the water to, like, go in or out, the water levels fluctuate a lot.
Ooh.
So even though it should just be kind of, like, stagnant water that's just sitting there, it'll go, like, up and down. Not just that it's, like, evaporating and, like, people are filling it up. Like, it's, like, the levels are fluctuating and, like
significantly.
Significantly. And also, like, it'll be cloudy some days and, like, completely clear other days.
Ew. Ew.
So, it's supposed to be, like, a really weird spot. They were talking about on the tour, like, ooh, maybe it's, like, a portal or something. Like, there's a lot of energies around here. It's got that vibe of, like, we don't know, maybe.
Basement cistern vibes.
Basement cistern. If there's a lot of water, like, all the spirits are coming up. Also, something that, like, an article that I was looking at pointed out was, like, it's a big well in a basement or the Capone's work. Maybe they're just tossing stuff down there when they're done with it.
They're like, the Capones have an access to a random ass well. Mystery. Like,
we want to get rid
wells
of something.
Quite a lot on this podcast before.
It's a well.
Because as we know, wells are not all that's well in this world.
They're spooky.
They're so scary.
They said that they keep a little bit of water in it because if it doesn't have water in it, the energies get real weird.
Weird.
And they also, on the tour, got us all to, like, take pictures of it because apparently there's always, like, orbs or, like, weird things that show up when you take a picture.
Freaky.
Mine is just a picture. I didn't capture anything weird.
You didn't capture anything cuckoo.
I didn't capture anything weird. I don't know. It's like a hotspot. It's weird.
Yeah.
There's also a door to, like, a basement storage room that a lot of mediums have gone through here because it's, like...
yeah. A thing. Sorry. Bless you.
It's a big thing. So they've got a lot of mediums, and mediums always point out this door to this storage room. Employees have reported it shaking as if someone's trying to, like, get out of there. Like, the door will just be, like, shaking on its own.
Ew.
They also, like, when they used it as a storage room, everyone would just be like, I don't like going in there. It's creepy.
Yeah.
No, thank you. So they, like, blocked it off. They locked it. They're like, we're not going to use this anymore.
Yeah,
it's
they're like,
creepy.
No one go in here.
The vibes are too bad. But now, despite being locked, it has, like, a big crack in it since it's been locked, and the lock is bent outward as if someone is, like, trying to get out.
No! My whole body just froze because that's awful.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds horrible. Mm-hmm. Ew. Ew.
There's also...
They need help. Someone needs to help them.
Yeah. I mean, they get people in there all the time. They're like, actually, it's cool that we're haunted, so this is good.
Yeah, they're... They're like, how can we keep it more haunted?
How can we make it more haunted, actually?
Cecilia, why is that? Would that be our business model?
Yeah, right? It's like, no. We don't want to bring anyone in here to, like, exercise the spirits. We'd like to keep our ghosts. Yeah. We want it to be haunted.
Oh, no.
Keep it consistent. There's also a big-ass safe in the basement. Ooh, like, one of those, like, big old-timey safes.
Yes.
They don't know whose it was. They can't open it. They've, like, tried and got, like, locksmiths in to open it, and they haven't been able to. And it's also, like, it's really big and heavy,
mm-hmm.
but it's been, like, moved. And you can see on the ground, there's, like, scuff marks where it's, like, moved back and forth. But, like, it's too...
But no one can move
it. It's so heavy.
It's a... You can't move it. Yeah. Yeah.
Or it's, like...
It's an immovable safe.
It does have wheels, but it's, like, really heavy.
Right.
So, yeah, like, the tour guide also said, like, sometimes she's able to, like, move it pretty easily, even though it's, like, really heavy, and sometimes it, like, is impossible to move.
It, like, has a mind of its own.
Yeah.
It, like, has its own special...
Yeah. So sometimes she can just, like, push on it, and it'll just, like... shift.
Like,
and sometimes
wee.
Yeah, like when we were there, she like pushed on it and it wouldn't really move.
It's because it... Whoa! Maybe the thing that's inside it decides how heavy it is.
Maybe.
And maybe sometimes there's nothing inside it, and maybe sometimes they don't know who it is.
And it has like part of a name on it, I think. But they don't know who it belonged to.
And they can't get it open, eh?
And they can't get it open.
I'm obsessed with the idea of thinking about how many safes there are in the world that people just can't open.
Like, what's in them?
Like, what's inside them?
What's inside?
Why? How did they get forgotten? And also, right? Or did they get forgotten on purpose?
Maybe.
And also, like, why and what and when will it be open? And then if it never gets open, what's inside it? What have we lost? So many feelings about safes. Because guess what? Nothing is safe. Period.
Carly, there's so much more in this basement.
I'm ready. Buckle up.
I guess there's two more main things in this basement.
Love it.
So in one corner of the basement, we're like walking around. Oh, another thing. There's a staircase to nowhere. Cool.
Oh, the best. Oh, that's the best.
Okay. Neat.
Kisses. That's
the best. Did you know that there's one of those in my apartment?
I'm obsessed.
In my closet.
It's because when they like change things from one to two, but like it's also so wild.
So like,
I lived in a house in PEI that was like that.
Yeah.
Up to the attic. We couldn't go to the attic.
Yeah. There's a staircase to nowhere. It also doesn't really make sense where it is. I don't know. It's weird. There is in the corner. So we were like in this little area, and there's a desk, and it's like the back of the basement. It's where the Capones used to like do their business.
They do the poo-poo and the pee-pee.
They do the pee-pee and the poo-poo. paperwork.
Conduct business.
It's where they threatened people and did their taxes.
Or didn't, you know, the Capones.
Maybe,
yeah.
Probably. So they faked their taxes.
Yep.
But in, like, the back corner, there are these two, like, plastic skeletons that are just, like, lying on the floor.
That's
like,
a vibe.
I noticed them and I was like, this is funny. There's two skeletons.
Yeah.
And then she was telling a story, and I don't remember exactly the story that they told on the tour, and a lot of, like, internet stories don't exactly, like, say what happened. I'm sure they don't actually really know what happened, but they were, like, renovating the basement at some point and did, like, did, like, lasers penetrating the ground or something. I don't know, science.
Sure. Yeah.
To see if there's anything underneath or, like, how thick the foundation was or something. And they found that in that corner there were two skeletons, like, buried not that far under the concrete.
That's everything.
And I think they're still there. I don't know if they dug them up. I think they were just like, oh, they're too old for us to bother, like, digging them up.
Right.
They're from, like, the 1920s. It's probably just the fucking Capones.
Yeah, they're like, well, safe to guess that it's just the Capones again.
Yeah, they're like, it's whatever. So I think they're still there.
Whoa.
But yeah, so they're the skeletons of two men probably killed by Al Capone or by one of his cronies.
Yes.
Probably just like in the basement, they like came down. Yeah. They're like, hey, we did this. And they're like, oh, that's no good.
Yeah. They said, we're here for business. And they're like, we'll give you the business.
Yeah.
And then they the business them. Of death. And mm-hmm. then they killed them.
Then they killed them and they buried them in the basement.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's any other place, there's not. You know, no. The basement's kind of it. It's kind of
like,
one.
Whatever. We'll just bury them. Eventually, someone will cover this in concrete. Like,
we got guys coming tomorrow.
Yeah, got three guys coming in. A lot of the ghosts in the basement, they are like non-specific ghosts. They're often very playful. They like to participate in the ghost tours.
That's fun.
They have, not the ghost tour that I went on, but they have, like, an extended version that's, like, a little bit longer. They go a little bit more in-depth, and they bring, like, divining rods and,
dang! Like, they bring out all the stops.
They bring out all the stuff. So the ghosts apparently really like to mess with those and, like, recording devices.
Yes.
They show up as orbs on cameras. They, like, poke people. They bug people. There is, I can't remember if he was, like, a real person that they brought up, but there's, just, like, this resident, like, pervy ghost who, he likes the ladies.
Yeah.
And he gives them little pokes or, like, flips up their skirt or something.
Yeah, a little cheekiness.
So, the tour guide told us about him, and I was very disappointed that he didn't take an interest in me. I was like, excuse me, I'm right here.
You're like, this is a problem, but sir, I'm right here.
Sir, do you not see me? Come on.
Maybe he was on break.
I think he was busy. I think he was off doing ghost business somewhere.
It was Monday. It was his day off.
Yeah, obviously he would have come right for me.
Yeah, for
otherwise.
Sure.
So that's the basement.
The basement, baby.
The basement. On the first floor, there is, of course, the ladies' bathroom is haunted, as usual.
Oh, of course it is, which is amazing.
As usual. So it is haunted by the spirit of an 8-year-old girl named Elizabeth.
Okay.
So she died before the building was even built. She's like a little Victorian girl.
She died.
So before it was a bar, before it was a building, before it was an Al Capone building, it was, I think there was an orchard and a cemetery.
Of course there was a cemetery.
So this girl was playing, either in one of the trees in the orchard or one of the trees in the cemetery, and she fell out of a tree and broke her neck and died.
Dang.
So she hangs out a lot in the ladies' bathroom. She's very playful. She turns faucets on and off. She opens the doors of the stalls.
Oh my God, what a little creep.
Yeah. She like, she like giggles and talks to people.
Ew! But that's also hilarious.
She also moves things. Like, if people set them on the counter, right outside the bathroom, she'll, like, move things. It's a really cool bathroom. It's, like, it's one of those ones that has, like, a little room and then the bathroom off to the side.
That's fun!
So there's a little room with, like, a chair and, like, a table and things like that.
It's a little sitting moment.
Yeah, a little place to sit, a little mirror. I went in there before I heard the story, so I was like, ooh.
Yes.
Cool.
Phew.
She didn't say anything to me, but maybe she had her day off, too.
Yeah, it was Monday. Maybe she was taking a day off with
the... That's why the Monday tours are cheaper, because all the ghosts are taking their day off.
Hey, and they don't tell you.
They don't tell you about the ghosts. Ghost labor rights. Yeah, ghost labor rights. Ghosts need days off, too.
That's right.
Yeah. But they told us a story about there is a little picture frame with, like, three pictures of, like, a Victorian girl, a little, like, blonde kid.
Yeah.
That's hanging up in this bathroom. And, I guess the little ghost girl really likes this picture. She, like, hangs out around it a lot.
Yeah.
They think that it's not necessarily her, but it looks a lot like her.
Right. So that's why she's close enough.
Yeah. She's like, oh, this could be me. So this lady was on one of these ghost tours, and she, like, took an interest in this picture And when everybody else left the bathroom to, like, continue the tour, she, like, took it and ran. So, I guess, I can't remember what happened, if I, like, caught her, or if she was like, no, the vibes are too bad, I need to return this. But it ended up back in the bathroom, and it's, like, nailed to the wall now. Like, you can't get it down, it's, like, bolted down.
They're like, no, this is special for you. Mm-hmm. No one's to take this again.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
Yeah, someone tried to take it.
Someone was like, I need this very badly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
So that's my main floor. There's probably more main floor ghosts, but that's the one that I remembered most. Upstairs is where we get to the brothel. So there's, like, a set of stairs off to the side. They have, like, activities written on them, like the, like, that's sexual so things that they'll do, and they're like 5 cents you can...
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so you go up those stairs. There's, like, a little gate that you go through because there was, like, a bouncer to let you through, because you can't just, like, go up.
Love it. Safety first.
So the second floor was the more, like, general brothel. There was, like, in the back, there's, like, a doctor's office, because it's the 1920s and everyone was fucking getting all the diseases. And then in the front, there's, like, the first room, and then there's the second room beside it, which has, like, a bed. So apparently they just had a bunch of, like, cots set up, so there'd be, like, multiple girls with, like, multiple clients just, like, all in one room.
Servicing the clients.
When we were there, it was really hot. It was, like, a 30-degree day. And the building is air-conditioned now, but I was just imagining, like, the middle of summer, no air conditioning.
No.
Awful.
It went terrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because even on the second floor, like, it was hot.
Yeah.
So, this is where the B girls would work. So there's the A girl.
Right. Of course.
The B girl.
Great.
So they, there'd be several of them, often quite young, like in their 20s or even teenagers. Probably a lot of teenagers.
Yeah, I was going to say probably, yeah.
So they would be doing different, like, sexual activities for different fees. Yeah, all in one room. And there's another room. I don't know if they had, like, set it up with a bed just for, like, so that they could do the Airbnb thing, or if that was where, like, more shit would happen in there. So this was open to more, like, general clientele, like, pretty much anyone could, like, come in and get shit done. And then the third floor is a little bit more exclusive. So it is, like, a really cute apartment, honestly. There's, like, a cute little bathroom. There's, like, a sitting room. There's, like, a couple rooms and, like, a little bedroom with, like, a little fireplace.
Right.
So this is where the A girl would live and work. So she gets her cute little apartment.
That's great.
Honestly, yeah, super cute. It's not a bad deal, especially back then. It's either, like, it's the 20s. You either get married and, like, hope that your husband can provide for you.
And hope that your husband's not the worst.
Hope that he's not, like, the worst. Exactly. It's like you probably met him, like, 2 weeks ago. You gotta hope that he's still good after you get married.
That's right. Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
Or you work as, like, a sex worker. And, like, I guess even the B girls would, like, that's the only way that women could make money at the time.
Well, because women can't work.
No, women can't work. So, I think, actually, I can't remember exactly what it was, but they're in Milwaukee at the time. So, alcohol's illegal, but the mayor of Milwaukee had made it so that in a certain area, like, prostitution was legal. Right.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't actually an illegal brothel. It was a legal brothel with an illegal speakeasy.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's flip-flopped from, standards.
So now... Yeah.
Or the general standards of today.
It was just this weird law in Milwaukee. I think only in a certain area of Milwaukee. I'd have to double-check. I didn't write it down for whatever reason, but...
It's a little bit like Nevada vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nevada. Nevada vibes.
Yeah. Kind of like that. Pretty interesting. So, yeah, if you're the A girl, you have a... You can make a ton of money. You can choose your clients.
Yeah. It's also like the 1920s, right? So like women have only just earned the right to vote. Like that's also when we are, you know? Mm-hmm. Like they earned the right to vote like the beginning of the decade. Mm-hmm. So like women are barely people.
They can barely
only just been ruled people recently.
So like the best job for a woman in Milwaukee is to work for Al Capone and be his like
it sounds amazing
brothel.
Yeah, it sounds like a great gig.
Yeah, so this most like infamous story that they tell at Shakers, the most famous ghost here is a girl, Molly Brennan.
Okay.
So she actually grew up in like a rich family.
Yeah.
But decided that this life, she's like, she's like Lorelai Gilmore. She's like, this is too restricted. This sucks. I want to just like go do my own thing. So she decides to run away from home. She doesn't want to be in society and marry off to one of these like old rich dudes. So she goes to this brothel and starts working as one of these like B-girls. Doing sex work. So it's probably like difficult, kind of gross. It's hot in there. But she like it's the only way to kind of be independent and make money as a young woman in the 1920s.
Yeah, it's the only avenue that's really possible.
Only way to be like free and be able to do your own thing. And she was really good at it and she really liked it. And she was like, I don't know, she's like beautiful. She was like charismatic.
She's just vibing.
She's living her life. She's having a good time.
She's getting paid.
She could make enough money to like buy her own things and like live her own life.
Isn't that just the goal in general?
Uh-huh.
To just be a person in the world.
Yeah. Wow. So she is working there and one of her dad's friends comes in as a client and he's like horrified. He's like, oh my God, I knew you like ran away. I didn't know you were here. I'm going to bring you back to regular society.
Oh, and she's like, asking for.
No, I want to stay. I really like it here. I'm having a good time. I don't want to go back. So he's like, okay, fine. If you're going to stay here, I am going to at least sponsor you to be the A girl. Cause this is how it works. They would get like a rich sponsor to like set them up in this like apartment upstairs.
Yes. Sugar daddy.
Yeah. Basically sugar daddy vibe.
Yeah.
So he was like, okay, I'll do this. You can work upstairs.
Great.
Much better.
Amazing.
So she took him up on that. She's like, yeah, absolutely, I'll do that. And she was really good at it. She had a great time. She was making a ton of money. She was, like, throwing parties for her clients. She was, like, buying herself furs. And,
She's living her life. Yeah.
Obviously, all of this is, like, just kind of guessing based off of stories and hearsay and things, but like I like to believe that all of this is true.
Yeah, why not?
Or like true enough. I think she was probably having a good time.
Yeah.
So one man.
Well, we like to empower women, and we don't like to like just because a woman is a sex worker doesn't mean that she's a victim.
No.
You know.
No.
A lot of folks choose to. And enjoy their work, and they should, and it's great.
I'm sure there was a lot of, like, shitty things happening.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of violence. Absolutely a lot of violence these women are and folks are enduring. Yeah,
there was some bad shit, but...
Yeah, it's not good.
A nice thing about the tour that I went on was that our tour guide very much had the same attitude that we have towards this.
Love that.
She was very, sensitive and didn't sort of romanticize any of like the violence or like shitty aspects of it. She's great.
That's awesome.
Can't remember her name, unfortunately.
Shout out to that tour guide that this really had in Milwaukee. We think you're great.
You were great. So back to Molly. One guy that really came to her a lot was this guy Patrick, who was a childhood friend. he like fell in love with her. He was
I was gonna say, yeah. Oh, oh.
So he fell in love with her. She like liked having him around.
Yeah.
He became a regular, and eventually he proposed to her and was like, "I'll take you away from this. I'll give you a good life." Like he's another like rich guy.
Of course.
But she was still having a good time. She's like,
she liked her life.
Like, I really appreciate it, but no thank you. Like, we can still hang out, but not ready for that.
She's like, we don't have to ruin a good thing. Yeah, sure. Exactly. Just, it's fine.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to go back to where...
What, society.
Like, I don't want to go back to society.
She didn't want to go to high society. No, no, she just wanted to vibe and be the A-girl.
She's like, I have my cute apartment. Leave me alone.
Yeah, she's like, I'm living. Can you leave me alone?
Yeah. So he left heartbroken.
Of course.
And he comes back, later, a few days later, I don't know. He comes back, he's drunk, he's pissed.
Oh no. I don't like where this is going.
So like I said, there was like the stairwell going up and there was a bouncer.
Yep.
So he comes up and the bouncer, I can't remember exactly what happened with the bouncer because I think there was more to it, but it was this guy named Sam. And he knew about Patrick. He knew that, I guess, like, the story had gone around that he had, like, proposed and was, like, sure. upset. And he also saw how, like, drunk he was, and also, like, she was up there with a client already. So he's like, no, sorry.
She's working,
She's
sir.
Working, she's busy. Come back later when you're less drunk, please.
Yeah.
So he didn't leave, or he, like, left and came back and was, like, still pissed and drunk. So I don't know how he got past him, but he got past Sam, and he went up to her, and as he was going to her, or, like, when he went into her room, he ran into her, like, client that she had been working with.
Right.
Either as he was leaving or, like, on the stairway and just, like, knew that he had been with her, and he met her sponsor. It was him that she
it was
had
him
been with.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. And that would be fine. He knew that she like worked with other men, but
you would think
her sponsor
he would be fine
was Patrick's dad.
No. That's so good.
Plot twist.
I'm sorry that I wasn't great. I didn't dare to hope in my heart of hearts that right. could be the truth. That's so great.
Okay, it's about to get less
why great. Isn't this a movie? Okay.
It should be. Let's make it a movie.
It's our movie idea. No one can take
it. No one else gets it. We're making
it. We've claimed it. Thank you.
We claimed it. Okay.
That's a laundry list of other movies we're writing. Thank you.
About to get bad. Okay. So he saw him. I don't think they like had an encounter or anything. Like I think he just like walked by him in the
He walked by and in his head he went, Papa?
And he was like, fuck.
Father?
I don't know if his dad saw him. I think they just kind of, like, walked past each other.
Yeah.
So he was obviously really upset, angry. He went into Molly's apartment to confront her, and she did not ever leave. She didn't make it out.
Of course she didn't. That's horrible.
No. Because this man needed to calm the fuck down, but he didn't.
Because this man is out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Because this man, turns out, not a good man.
Not cool, not chill. So he
does not make choices that are okay.
So, yeah, there's, like, different variations to the story, obviously. Yeah. In some versions, Patrick also ends up dead. Sam also ends up dead. Wow. Maybe they, like, killed each other.
Right? That's very Shakespeare.
Molly is always... She's the one that
what
is
we
killed.
Know is Molly's the one that is the constant.
Molly is the one. She was murdered by this man.
Yeah.
That's
horrible.
A lot of versions, also, Patrick ends up being killed, maybe not in the brothel, but, like, the Capones catch on to what happened and, like...
Hunted down.
You get some,
wise guy, ain't ya?
He's sleeping with the fishes.
Yeah! Let's go to Milwaukee Bay.
She throws him in, like, Michigan.
Yeah. Get your shoes on. I don't know. The concrete shoes.
Get your concrete shoes.
Get your concrete shoes on, brother. You're going swimming night.
So at least he probably got killed.
Right.
But, okay, so in 2001, the bar was being renovated. I think the upstairs was being renovated. They were, like, fixing the roof or something. Right. And they found a pile of charred bones behind a wall.
Whoa!
So they examined them. Some of them were animal bones, but some of them were also human bones. And they, like, dated them, and they probably were from sometime in the 1920s. Probably from, like, a woman in her late teens to, like, 20s. So they figured that these are Molly Brennan's bones, and that Patrick, like, cut her up and burnt her in the fireplace to try and hide what he had done after he did it. Obviously, they found out.
It gets worse and worse.
Yeah, so obviously they found out what he had done, and he didn't do a very good job covering it up. Probably because, like, I don't know, like, Sam was dead, or, like, Sam told them that he had, like, gone up or something like that.
Some kind of variation of he's not a murderer. He's not a murderer as his job.
Like,
so he's bad at it, and he's just an asshole who's a murderer.
So they found her bones. And Habiotic, I'm not... Oh, boy. This is such a boring story.
You're boring yourself.
I'm boring myself.
Boring yourself.
Okay. No, not boring. So they found... Yeah, they found her bones in 2001.
Yeah. Dang.
But she is said to have, like, loved her apartment so much that she never left.
Oh, why would she leave the life she built for herself?
Exactly. She's like, I like this place so much, I never wanted to leave, so I won't. So you can rent her room. You can rent the apartment on Airbnb. You can stay there for a night if you'd like. Apparently, a lot of guests can't last the whole night there because they're too spooked.
Dang.
But she's a playful ghost. She turns lights on and off. She talks to people. She touches them. She moves things around. It's said that she often puts people's shoes in the bathroom sink.
What an interesting choice, Molly.
She's like, I'm going to put your shoes in the sink.
I'm a little prankster. Gotcha.
Now. She's like, I am so bored. I'm just going to do this stuff.
What's the silliest thing I can think of? I'm from 1920. Mm-hmm. Shoes in the sink.
Shoes in the sink. Ha ha.
They'll never see it coming.
A lot of people report an imprint in the bed, or like a feeling as if someone is lying in bed there with them.
Oh, classic.
Yeah, so she's sticking around. A lot of people, apparently, if you take a picture in the, like, there's a mirror above the fireplace, mm-hmm. Because her energy is apparently all around the fireplace a lot. If you take a picture there, there's a picture, I'll find it, but there's, like, there's a figure of, like, a man in the picture, I think. I mean, if I find it, I can't remember what it
was.
Ew!
If Cecilia finds it, like, we'll also post it to the Instagram.
Yeah. Let me see. Because I can't find it. It's, like, hanging on the wall. You have to go there.
Dang, I guess you gotta go and see it.
Mm-hmm. You gotta go,
It's exclusive.
Because I can't find it. There's, like, a different picture here, but it's not it. It's a mirror with a face, but I can't, like, blow it up to big enough to actually see it.
Yeah, it's not. It's not it.
Wow. Anyway.
Scratch that.
So, yeah, we had a really fun time. We didn't see any ghosts, but our tour guide was really great. We, like, told her that we had come from Canada, and she's like, oh my god, like, that's so exciting. She gave us all free t-shirts because of it.
Oh my god. Yeah. She was excited.
She's like, oh my god, that's so great. Just, like, go stand by the booth. Like, I'm gonna come, like, give you something. So she gave us all t-shirts.
That's so cute.
It was really cute.
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. She didn't, like, sensationalize any of the violence. She was very, like, sensitive towards all the, like, sex workers and stuff.
That's awesome.
Which I really liked.
Because it can go so badly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially
people get used to, with the shock value or the, like, storytelling. Sometimes they forget about the sensitivity of stuff like that. And it's really nice that... Yeah. She didn't. That's really
especially cool. Since, like, reading about it a lot online to research this, there was a lot of, like, maybe not so sensitive or, like,
right, a little old timey ways of telling these stories and, like, words that you and I wouldn't use and, like, Yeah. Sensationalization.
Sensationalize, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of talk about Dahmer, even though he probably had nothing to do with it. Also,
ew.
I like looked up this place to do the research, and apparently the owner is a little bit sketchy.
Oh no! Yeah. Oh no!
So I don't know. Like all of the employees and the ghost tour person and everything
seemed great.
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 But I don't know. He apparently there's like an email that someone leaked of him like this year, like a few months ago, like threatening people and like I don't know what.
Oh
happened,
no!
But you can look it up. maybe not the best place to work then, because he seems.
Let's advocate for these workers, maybe. Cause that sounds terrible.
I don't know. Maybe they should just like unionize and take over. But kind of like weird vibes from like the shitty management. Cool otherwise, like
that's
the ghosts,
awesome,
the history, all that. The fact that they do these fun ghost tours every day and they are
every day
popular,
that's really cool. I love that so much.
I don't know, maybe it's just like it was owned by the Capones before, they might as well have like a shitty weird owner now.
I mean, they can't, the shoe fits.
Can't be worse.
can't be worse.
But yeah, if you're in Milwaukee, especially if it's a Monday and everything else is closed, might as well go.
That sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Wow. Mm-hmm. Really took us on a journey, Cecilia. Thank you.
Did so much. Yeah, so that's that was my trip. That was my little ghost tour that I went on.
Big time ghost tour.
There's so many ghosts.
So
I would
much.
Definitely recommend, yeah, if you're in Milwaukee, if you ever find yourself in Milwaukee, I would go on the ghost tour.
Cool.
It's cool.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
I would also recommend my ghost tour, but I'll talk about that at a later date.
Oh, a little cliffhanger.
If you follow us on TikTok, you will have seen that while I was there, I made a little TikTok of some of the stuff I saw.
Kylie be TikToking.
I be TikToking. Walking.
TikToking.
You're welcome.
Wow.
But yeah, that's all to say. Mm-hmm. We're all over the internet and you can find us lots of different places. Yeah. Where can they find us, Celia?
On Instagram at Ghost River Pod. TikTok also Ghost River Pod if you want to see that tick and that talk.
That's right.
Twitter also GAE Pod. We just like remind you that we post in an episode. You know where to find the podcast because you're listening to it right now.
That's right. Woo woo. And we have a really cool thing since it's camping season still. We have exclusive, adorable enamel mugs.
So exclusive, I don't even have
sale.
It yet.
So exclusive, Cecilia doesn't even have hers yet. I have it sitting in my house. It was part of my set during Meatless Loaf. If you caught it, you caught it. If you know, you know. And if you want to get in on the Ghosts Are Everywhere enamel mug action, you can. It'll be linked through our Instagram. It's easy to fill out. It's just a little Google form. And we can arrange, make the arrangement to get you your very own
special mugaroonie.
That's right.
Indeed. Is there anything else we need to tell the people?
I don't think that there is today. No. Just that we'll be back. And thanks for sticking with us. And thanks for giving us our little accidental hiatus. That's our one big promise, is that we'll always be back.
We'll always be back.
We won't not be back.
Like the ghosts.
Right? We're everywhere. And we'll be there.
We'll be there.
Yeah. So thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for listening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you next week when we're back at it again.
We will.
Yeah.
Okay
then.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. We love you. Bye.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy you. I love you. Okay, bye. Dang. Freaky deaky.
You can cut this part.
Okay.
Of me just like looking.
Okay.